You.
Can you believe it? I've never met Tim Mayer in real life.
Well, that's I'm ahead of you.
Can you believe
we're
that?
We're gonna work on that this year.
That's
you know
right.
what? That should be our. It's a late New Year's resolution, but we still have time.
We do.
The procrastinator in me says this is perfect timing. But yeah. Tim and I, we've been talking on this radio program since I think 2007 or 8. I can't remember the days we'll run together.
Wow.
And we have never ran into each other once in Bloomington.
Right. We probably have and didn't realize.
Yeah, yeah, you probably did. Yeah.
But Tim is more cultured than I am.
It's like, why did that guy cut in front of me?
Yeah, that's right.
That's exactly what happened.
And by the way, just a quick shout out for the Bloomington Police Department. If you guys want to ride with me in the mornings and enforce that the person driving in the left lane going 25 miles per hour, I've got a litany of license plate numbers I can give to you.
Oh, there you
if
go.
You, Tim, do you need some more revenue? Do we need extra money in the coffers? I've got a way to make the city rich. Because the left lane is not for eating an Egg McMuffin going 25 miles an hour at 6:30 in the morning. It's not.
Okay.
And I'm not going to rat out what the license plate numbers are some of these cars, but they ain't from around here. So I'm not sure how they do it in other parts of the state, but again, snap to it here. So BPD, if you want to hang out on Walnut Street between 6:30 and 6:45, what I'm trying to do is help, Tim. I'm a community activist. Community organizer. I'm trying to help the city make some money. But Tim does sit on the Bloomington City Council. He checks in with us every Tuesday morning to let us know what is happening in Bloomington. And obviously front page news today. I want to get your thoughts on this. This is not a big deal with the Wee Willies purchase. Is that correct?
I don't think it is a big deal. No.
It doesn't sound like from what we've read it is, but they found
what they're talking about, they found benzene in the soil samples, and, you know, there was some automotive use there, a railroad track, so that's pretty typical, I think, for an old site in a community.
And you've been around the block once or twice here in city government. We've seen that the city has had to deal with cleanup issues before, so sadly we have experience with this.
Well, yeah. I mean, when the city conveyed the property to Wonder Lab, where their site is, there were underground tanks were found when the city purchased the property for the Bloomington Transit Terminal, which we knew was a filling station, but they found things in the ground that they hadn't anticipated, and then the building next door was a dry cleaner, and so it has had chemical issues as well, so... it's pretty common when you look at the core of a downtown, an older community like ours.
Yeah, because the rules and regulations 50, 60, 70, yeah. 80 years ago, there weren't any.
Completely different.
Mm-hmm. Very different. When I was a kid growing up, you could go to the hardware store and buy a gallon of benzene in a glass jug.
What would you do with it, Tim?
Right. What do you do with it?
Well, people used to have it to clean paintbrushes and clean automotive parts and things like that.
Oh, interesting.
People didn't think very much about benzene at that point in time.
You just pour it down the drain when you're done with it, right?
Yeah. Mm. During gasoline rationing during Second World War, my father ran his car on benzene.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, he'd go to the hardware store and buy benzene and put it in the gas tank. Yep.
Smarter than the average bear.
That's
he
interesting.
Was, and they... He was in advertising, and the people thought he was a house painter because he's buying so much.
Oh.
That's awesome. So we've been through this before. So what's involved in, you know, making it right if they do discover there's, you know, certain levels and all of that and it has to be cleaned
up?
Well,
what they may have to do is excavate the soil and then replace that soil. They can do that. And, you know, as the article in the HT points out today, there are other sites in the Switchyard Park area that have not necessarily benzene, but other chemicals that would be associated with a railroad, lubricants and that sort of thing.
And that's why is that why the price of the purchase was what it was, because you knew you'd have some of that cleanup down the road and this just is covered by that, so to speak?
No, I don't think so. I think the price of the price was an assessed value.
I'm sorry, the budget for the park, not the price.
I didn't
say that correctly.
Yes,
so you knew this going into it, so maybe not the Wee Willies area, but as you mentioned, other places in that parcel of land that were going to probably have to be cleaned up, so that money's in there to a degree.
That is true.
Okay,
that is
sorry.
True.
God, what a terrible question.
There is a state protocol for what you can and cannot do with sites of that nature. So, for example, it would be very difficult to build single-family housing in the Switchyard Park area itself because of the contamination in some parts of that area. So.
Now, the other thing that's interesting about this is you take the full 75 days, which you're contracted, I believe, to do till November 5th. The worst-case scenario is what? You pull out of the deal, you say, wow, that's too much stuff. We didn't know there was that much stuff in there. You dig into it. That's the worst end of this, right?
Well, I don't know because I believe there are what are referred to as brownfield grants that would be available to the city that they could go and go after and get that grant money to do remediation. I don't know the depth of the problem at this point.
Yeah, I think that's what you're going to figure out once you start digging, right?
Yeah, and, you know, with the BT terminal, I mean, they found quite a bit of contamination. It took quite a while. They found tanks that they hadn't even anticipated being in the ground. So same thing occurred on 10th and College when they
built that old Shell station.
There. Yeah, it was an old filling station. Yeah. You know, yeah, so...
Well, the good news is it seems like it's just, again, well, you dig in there, you see what it is, you take it to the state, they say, hey, you've got it out, boom,
yes.
you're on your way. So nothing hugely important with that. But again, they've got till November 5th, it says here, to get that 75-day deal taken
that's
care of.
That's for sampling, extend it out so they can sample
gotcha.
The ground. Yeah.
And then once that all is checked out, then it's business as usual, right?
Hopefully.
I can't put any words in Tim's mouth. I don't want to. Tim Mayer's...
It's not that we don't have experience doing this, and so I think everything's on track, and they'll get it figured out and get it remediated to state standards. I mean, they have to.
Yeah, they have. There's no choice,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're committed to this.
There's no choice, that's right.
Well, that was the angle I was going with this, Julie. I know they're committed to this, but are they committed to that entrance
right.
if something doesn't
right.
come up? Tim, is there a plan B in the background? Because not very many people, if at all, saw Wee Willie's being this new entrance way when
right.
that happened.
Well, yeah, but then you have to, then you have to combine it with the fact that they're putting the, I think what they're calling the Black Lumber Trail, which is the old railroad right away that goes through over to Henderson Street by Black Lumber. And that's already been discussed and appropriated for, so that it will be a link of the trail that will connect up to the Beeline Trail, and that goes right past Wee Willie. So, you know, I think they anticipated some of this, and if you think about it, the Wee Willie site will be basically landscaping and paving.
Right.
So there'll be no, you know, quote unquote, human activity or prolonged human activity there. It's not like you have a house out
right.
yeah. there. It's just a pass through to
get your benzene. Get your benzene.
Yeah, exactly.
Tim Mayer is our guest this morning. He serves on the Bloomington City Council and checks in with us every Tuesday morning. The other headlines making news that affects you, the city and county. I don't want to say squabbling about who's going to take care of historic responsibility here or there. Give me your thoughts on where this is and where it's going to go.
Well, there are discussions going on back and forth between the county and the city regarding the historic designation of the downtown, and the county is saying, you know, we can handle our building being the courthouse building itself on the square. So those discussions are ongoing. They are meeting periodically to discuss the design standards. So, you know, I suspect a resolution will be there. The county would be good stewards of the building, so I'm not too concerned about that.
So what's the hang-up? Is it just who's going to take care of what, or...
Well, I think what the county is saying is, you know, we are responsible for this. For this facility, and we have demonstrated that we are good stewards of the property, and we don't need the oversight of the historic designation to secure that. And I think the Historic Preservation Commission's position is slightly different. So we'll see. We'll just have to see how that negotiation works out. But people are talking back and forth, so calmly.
For now.
Yeah.
For now. Till it now, really, till it really affects.
One thing we've neglected to talk about is there is no council meeting tomorrow.
Well, I was just going to ask you about that.
Oh, okay.
Good timing.
Well, why not? You need a break? Are you on fall break like the MCCSE this week?
Well,
your feet
we kind
up?
Of are. Yeah.
You just had Labor Day, and you didn't work any in August, so gee whiz.
That's right. Well, last week we did a committee on the budget, and with 8 members present, we passed all phases of the budget, 8-0. So I suspect next Wednesday at 7:30, when we meet to discuss the budget, we'll do the same. It was good discussion. We had presentations from the department heads about their accomplishments in the past 12 years, and it's pretty impressive. I mean, you know, we're talking about the build-out of the Beeline Trail, the master plan for the Switchyard Park and Technology Park. Lots of stuff done in the past years. And
is it called the Technology Park now or the Trades Park? What is this?
No, it's called
the Trades District.
Trades District.
Trades District.
See, I'm just like you. If we're going to rebrand this every 2 months, we need flyers and pamphlets and refrigerator magnets for this.
It takes a while to learn it.
Yeah, it does. I just got the Technology Park down. Now it's the Trades Park. Now, where does that stand? Is there's bids out for that? What are we doing there?
The Economic Development Commission has a letter of intent for a proposal to come forward, which would be building of office space, retail space, live space, with a parking garage, and that they are working towards a solid proposal, more than a letter of intent. That is going forward at this time, but other developers have the opportunity to submit a proposal.
Where do we rank in having parking garages per capita in America? We have to be in the top 3.
That's a good question.
Oh, my goodness. We build one of those every 6 weeks.
No.
I don't care. It's fine. You can have them. It's just they're everywhere.
That's not true.
Well, they're building one behind the jail. They're going to build this one.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
That is a lot, actually, if you think about it.
But the one by the jail is a county facility for county employees.
That's
only.
Right. That's
it's still
right.
A parking garage, Tim. Come on.
Yeah.
They're going to put cars in. They're going to park in it.
That's true.
Tim Mayer is our guest this morning, city councilman. He always has a good laugh with us and has good information. Those are the two key things you need to be on this program. Margaret Fetty wanted me to ask you a question about the Redevelopment Commission and how that works. Please ask Tim, when the Redevelopment Commission approves funds and contracts, does the city council get to approve this? That's an interesting question.
No. No, actually, the RDC makes their decisions based on things that have been decided before that. For example, when the city council approved the TIF funds, the bonding for the TIFs, we basically gave that authority to the RDC to make those decisions. Now, when we made that approval, there were things in there that said, you know, these monies will go for X, Y, and Z. And so they have some latitude, but basically they're following the direction.
So they're asking you for the money based on what they have, and then they can kind of move it into different places if necessary.
That is correct. And those projects have been basically, you know, been discussed before the RDC approves them and before we actually approve the authority to go for the bonding.
Yeah, so they don't just pass you a note across the table and say, we need 50 grand.
That's correct.
Put it in the bag.
That is correct. And many things in our community have been built that way, the current city hall, the criminal justice building, you know, you just our transit center, you just keep going down the list. So
very interesting. All right, well, good stuff on that. So, again, no meeting tomorrow night.
No meeting tomorrow night. We could get back together next Wednesday, and I'll give you a call before that.
Please do.
Tonight in the 3rd Street Park, the police are having their night, what they call their night out.
Great. It is Tuesday the 6th. That's exactly right.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
And then, the Boys and Girls Club will help them out with all that as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a nice community event. In the past, it's been held up in the Crestmont neighborhood, but tonight it's going to be in the in the park. So, and then the Hoosier Hills Food Bank Book Fair is coming up. So
that's exactly right. Julie and I are going to talk about
it. That's the first year for that under that name. So that's going to be
another rebranding. We need to keep on
paying attention
and open with.
What are we? We can't call it what it was formerly called, right?
No, we can't, because it will just confuse the hell out of everybody. That's why we don't want to do that.
So go to the Hoosier
Dome. Hey, Tim, I still call it Market Square Arena. I still call it Lucas Oil, or I still call it the Hoosier Dome. I still call it Deer Creek. So everybody knows where I'm at.
Yeah.
We'll wrap things up. The Downtown Transit Center was renamed on
Friday. It was for Ray McCann, who has served on the board since, 33 years.
That's
33 years.
That's some public
that's
service
awesome.
There.
Yeah.
Ray is a very interesting man. He's a nice guy. He owns Mother Bear's Pizza.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. delicious.
And has for many, many years, and he's just a great community citizen. So it was a good day.
Outstanding. And we appreciate your time as always. Enjoy your day off, and we'll get caught up with you the preview of next Wednesday's meeting. Remember, no meeting this Wednesday. We'll do that next Tuesday morning.
That sounds great.